We all have to follow rules to get along in this world.
Exactly.
No exception for parents. So let's talk about the four rules for parents.
Okay.
Now, this might surprise some people because we don't even get to the kids. These are parenting rules. We don't even get to the kids until rule number three.
Right.
So let's start with rule number one. Take care of yourself.
What? It's a parenting rule. Why would yourself come first?
Oh my gosh. I'm remembering this mom that I was working with. She was so overwhelmed and overworked and stressed out and depressed. And as I was attempting to help her, I did a little exercise. So I handed her a legal pad. I keep these in the office. And I handed it to her and gave her a pen. And I said, now I want you to write down, just take a few minutes, just dump your brain on this pad, everything and everyone that you're taking care of. Ready? Go. And she starts writing on this legal pad.
And a minute's not enough.
And then she turns the page and she's onto the second page and she's going along. And then she turns the page again and she's cruising along. And then she starts to slow down a little. And I can tell that she's about there. And then, yeah. And then she remembered a few more. Okay, got it. Okay. And then she closed up the pad and set it on the table. I picked it up and I looked it over and guess who was missing from the list?
Herself.
She did not include herself on the list.
Right.
She's listing all of these other things that she's in charge of and all these people that she has to take care of. She wasn't on the list. Who is going to take care of mom? Now, you might jump in and say, well, dad should, right?
No, because he's taking care of his list and himself.
Right. And you know what? My experience is that dads do a little better job of this than moms do. And I think it's because when the kids are little, they are so dependent that mom is just attached at the hip. Mm-hmm. And she gets used to putting off all of her own needs and all of her own desires to take care of these little kids. It's a survival thing. And dad goes off to work and he'll take Friday morning off for golf. And, you know, dads tend to be a little better taking care of themselves as a general rule. And moms just don't have that luxury sometimes. And out of necessity, they get into this position where they don't take care of themselves. But, you know, last week I was on an airplane and I'm reminded of this every time I get on a plane. And they go through the safety routine, you know, where you're supposed to follow along on your little laminated card. Of course, all of you do that.
Right.
You're dutifully following along. And, you know, when they get to the part that says, if we ever lose cabin pressure, these very attractive yellow oxygen masks will fall from the ceiling and dangle in front of you. And you're supposed to put these on, right?
And you always put your own mask on first. And then whoever is beside you that you need to assist, a child or an older person or whatever.
Why do they have to remind us of that?
Because you're absolutely no good to anyone passed out in the middle of the aisle.
You're just in the way. You're part of the problem at this point. Yeah. But it's your natural tendency to take care of this little one that you're traveling with, this dependent person. Because you're a parent, it is so essential that they have to remind us, put your own mask on first. And that's what we're talking about. You take care of yourself. You find ways to keep yourself fully functioning as a parent. The very best gift that you can give your children is a fully functioning parent.
And you know, if you can go back to those first rules of your job as a parent, I think sometimes one of the problems is that we get everything else mixed up, all the things that we should do, want to do, could do for our kids, mm-hmm. mixed up as our job. And so those become bigger than the amount of time that you have. And that's why time for yourself gets put aside. So if you realize that time for yourself sets you in up to be in a better place to do your main job, which is to love your children,
no matter what,
and even if.
Yeah.
So,
and I love the way you said that, Vicki, because it puts you in position to, it sets you up for all of the other great things you could do as a parent.
Right.
Primarily to fulfill your primary job, which is
to love them no matter what and even if. You know, I used to think often I could handle almost any situation if I was coming at it from a full night's rest.
Right.
You know, feeling good. You think about it, when you're feeling good, when you feel confident, when you're rested, mm-hmm. you really can handle things in a much more productive way.
There's a term going around now, hangry.
Right.
It's when you're hungry and it makes you angry, right? Mm-hmm. That's an example of how we're not functioning at our best if we're not taking care of ourselves. Make sure that you are nourished. Make sure that you are well rested. Make sure that you have ample recreational activities mm-hmm. happening. I know it's hard, but you have to handle the considerations and get it done mm-hmm. because you are the best resource you're bringing to the parenting game.
Right.
So let's use that to move on to rule number two. Take care of the team. What team? The parenting team.
Right.
So if you're married, that means your spouse. You take care of that marriage before we even get to the kids. Vicki, I spent, you know this because you were on the home front end of this, as I spent 13 years of my career doing child custody evaluations for the court.
Right.
Bitter, angry, divorcing people can't figure out how to share their kids. I got thrown in the middle of all that. I can tell you very definitively, and this is not to create any judgment or any guilt feelings for anybody who's in this position, but I can tell you definitively that divorce, separation and divorce hurts kids.
Yes, definitely.
It does. Now, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it if that's the choice that is the best for you and your family. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying it's going to impact the kids, and they're going to feel the effects of that sometimes for the rest of their life. So what can we do beyond taking care of ourselves? Take care of that team.
Right. You know, I work in the schools and I'll hear kids say, yeah, my mom and dad were fighting and they're scared. It's really a scary thing to them. And so that's setting them up for anxiety because they're worried about things. So getting on the same page, or at least taking care of the team, doing what you need to make sure that your team, you and your spouse, maybe your team. I talked with a mother just this week. It's her, her daughter, and her mother that lives. So grandma is a very big part. It was grandma that I spoke to. She was part of the parenting team. And so surely that mother and daughter relationship needs to be taken care of.
Absolutely.
Because they are the team for raising this little gal.
And then we can expand it outside of the walls of your home too.
Right.
The fact that you're listening to this parenting product that we have created for you means that Vicki and I are on your team.
Yeah. So you enlist people to help you with your team. So I got a hard question for you, Dr. Paul.
Oh, yeah.
What about when you are divorced? Is your ex still part of your parenting team?
Ooh, wow. Yeah, love that question. And there are various answers to that depending on the context of the family, because I know situations where someone either relinquishes their parental rights or they disappear off the face of the earth. It's more common, however, for two parents to go on living their own lives and sharing the kids in some way. So yes, this is really crucial, actually. What if you are at odds or at war with someone on your parenting team? Right. And what if we define the parenting team as the significant adults that contribute in meaningful ways to that child's life? So we get to look at teachers and we get to look at speech language pathologists at the school, or your counselor or a psychologist, or, you know, anyone who functions on that parenting team. It's in your child's interest and it's in your interest to establish a healthy working relationship with that person. This is especially hard to do with an ex-spouse.
Right. And I like the word you said, a healthy working relationship. Now, does that mean you're going to always agree on everything? Absolutely not.
No.
And I think sometimes that's where you got to get clear about what your part is, what their part is. And we might get into that more later. Mm-hmm. But just recognize that your parenting team, take care of who your parenting team is, and whoever is the closest to you, get that team as strong as you can so you can handle all the outer
influences. And you work out from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
So take care of your team.
Let me point you to some other resources too. You know that we have a positive parenting playlist at Live on Purpose TV, which is hosted on YouTube. So go look at that playlist. So Vicki, this is where it actually gets back to the kids.
Right.
As we go to rule three. Interesting that rule three is actually your primary job as a parent, which is
to love them
no matter what. And even if, yes, love your kids.
That's rule number three.
Interesting that we don't even get to the kids until rule three. Now, this is because of the importance of rule number one and two. That's why they're in this order, folks. We have to pay attention to our own functioning. Take care of yourself. Take care of the team is second. You've heard the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. That's what we're talking about, because you have a big team, and that's why we've spent all of the time up until now talking about that. Now, as we get to rule three, let's throw in rule four too.
Right, okay.
Rule four is to discipline your kids. We've both come up in a background of child development, our secondary education.
Right.
We went through a lot of classes about what it takes. And the research has shown this forever, that there are two elements that are absolutely essential if you want to have high-functioning, well-adjusted kids. And those two elements are
love and discipline.
Love and discipline.
And they have to be paired together.
Absolutely. Sometimes there's different words attached to it, like warmth and structure or whatever, but it's some version.
It comes down to love and discipline.
Love and discipline. Now, if you have a lot of one and not much of the other, your kids get goofy on you. If you have all love and it's just all warmth and fuzzy and there's no discipline,
then you get an entitled
bratty
child.
Right?
Right.
I mean, let's not mix words. This is, kids do not thrive in that environment, and they have to have that structure. I remember one of my child development professors who shared an example of cattle in a field. And this resonated with me because I grew up in a little agricultural town and I have some experience with cattle. They put them into a new field. The cows do not just contentedly go out there and hang out in the field. They go around the fence line and they push up against that fence. And if they find a hole, they're out of there.
It. Mm-hmm.
Right. And they don't even care if it's a canal or a freeway or whatever on the other side. Now, if they test the fences all the way around and find that they hold, then they're perfectly content to go out in the middle of that field and graze and chew their cud and do whatever cows do. But it's after they've found out that they're secure within that boundary.
Right.
And kids are like this. They want to know that they are safe and secure within a boundary. What if we're really good at discipline, but not so good at the love part?
Right.
Well, that's the military.
Yeah. Yeah. Then the child doesn't feel confidence, really.
Right. Here's the bottom line for me. I think kids need to know that there is someone in their world, and preferably multiple someones, but if you're a single parent, you be this person. They need to know that there's someone in their world who is more powerful than they are.
Yeah.
If they loves them.
Right. And if they can convince you or talk you out or of things or manipulate you, what does that do to their confidence, their security? They need to know the limits are there and that they were set by a loving person in their life that has their best interests at heart and that it's going to hold up. You know, I keep thinking about going, we need to refer back also to the hard, easy. These rules, the hard, easy, easy, hard fits for these rules too.
Right.
There are some hard things you got to do in building your team to make it easier later.
Right.
There's some hard things to take care of yourself, but it will make things easier. Sometimes it's easier to just let everything else go first.
Yeah.
But it is going to be harder later. So, you know, these interact together.
You mentioned something that I think is important to emphasize here, and it has to do with child psychology, especially younger children. They know that they are vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Okay, they look around themselves and they know that there's all kinds of scary things, and that's why they cling to their parents, and it's a natural developmental thing.
Right.
Let's take a little 5-year-old kid, for example. Okay, stands about yay high. He knows he can't make it on his own. He knows that without mom or dad in his world, he's toast.
Right.
So he wants to see just how safe he is. So he starts pushing the buttons a little bit. He just pushes them a little bit. Now, if he can get mom to lose it, or to be out of control in some way, if he can tip her over, the little 5-year-old mind, I don't think he'd ever articulate it this way, but somewhere in that little 5-year-old psychology is, oh my gosh, I'm only 5 and I can tip her over.
Mom doesn't have...
What's going to happen when the really scary stuff comes around?
Yeah, who's going to protect me? Exactly. How will I be safe?
They need to know that there's someone who is more powerful than they are. That's the structure part. Who loves them. And that's the part that secures them in knowing, I am safe, I'm good here, which will foster their development.
Right.
So these are the 4 rules for the parents. These are rules for the parents. Take care of yourself. Take care of the team. Love your kids. That's your job.
Discipline
your kids so that they know that they're safe and secure under your watch.